The 51st state movement may have seemed way out there for some Coloradans, but it was the subject of national curiosity, bringing media outlets like the New York Times all the way to eastern Colorado and Cheyenne County. Commissioner Rod Pelton says it's been a lot quieter since the election.
There wasn't any press in the room when we had our meeting.
In late November, Pelton met with commissioners from the four other counties that passed a 51st state initiative. They sent a letter to Governor John Hickenlooper requesting a meeting to discuss how their constituents voted and their concerns about guns, oil and gas regulations, and the growing urban-rural divide. So far, there's been no response.
Are you expecting anything?
About half of us are and half of us aren't.
Which half are you in?
I don't know whether he'll reply to us. You would think he would with some of the other stuff that went on in the state.
For his part, Hickenlooper has stepped up his outreach efforts along the Eastern Plains. It's led to more public meetings like this Greeley one, which took place in October.
I want to just walk through a couple of these what have been very divisive issues and just let people hear some of the facts that we were working with. And I'm not thinking I'm going to change a lot of minds here, but I want to make sure people understand. I have talked to a bunch of people about the gun safety issues.
The exchanges at this meeting between local and state officials were awkward, but for some, it was a start.
You can't solve a problem without acknowledging it.
Weld County Commissioner Sean Conway helped to spearhead the 51st state movement. Even though voters rejected the proposal in his county, he says they achieved something important.
We went from, in early June, to a failure to even recognize the problem, to now no debate that there is a problem. And the question now is, how do we move forward to address that problem?
One solution could come from a bill that's expected to be introduced during the 2014 legislative session by Republican State Representative Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling. The so-called Phillips County idea would propose a new makeup for Colorado's House or Senate that would allow each county a certain number of representatives.
Is it an uphill battle? Absolutely it is. It's going to be a monumental battle.
Trent Bushner is a commissioner for Yuma County, where 60% of voters approved the 51st state initiative. While the vote was largely symbolic, he says he's hopeful that the Phillips County idea could lead to real action. But it will be an uphill battle. Some cite a 1964 Supreme Court ruling as posing serious obstacles to the plan.
I still think it's like everything. You know, the Constitution is modified pretty much yearly because they find that there's things in there that don't necessarily meet the test of time, and this may be one of them.
Some political observers are less hopeful about the chances of the bill making it out of the committee. Overall, the 2014 legislative session is expected to bring a host of contentious issues. Front and center could be more proposed regulations on the oil and gas industry, bills unpopular with politicians along the Eastern Plains. But Cheyenne County Commissioner Rod Pelton isn't completely writing it off as a negative.
All it's going to take is the legislature getting back in session and starting to try to pass the wrong types of bills, and it'll get people fired up again.
Colorado's General Assembly will convene on January 8th. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.